Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Just really quickly before we bounce on, two interesting texts from teachers. One, a primary teacher teaching kids for 30 years, says the recent parents in the last 10 years are basically, well, over-parenting. These parents are leaving the children at sea as to how to cope with simple day-to-day issues, that teacher says. That's a perspective. As a secondary school teacher, I found the pandemic has rocketed students' anxiety levels, particularly this teacher saying first and second years, and they're saying teachers are finding it exhausting having to pay and students since the return to in-school learning. Okay, last night was the Epiphany, the last day of Christmas, the 12th night, and Regina Sexton is a food and culinary historian at UCC, and she's going to tell us a bit about the traditions around this time and indeed the grim period we face into. Good afternoon, Regina.
Good afternoon, Brendan.
So were all these occasions originally pagan festivals, Regina?
It's kind of really interesting because it's like putting back different layers of custom and how we celebrate. And it's kind of a big entanglement of pre-Christian things and Christian things and then sort of how all those become interconnected and tangled up and then how we sort of express those in a present-day context, in a secular way, I suppose, really. So they're all connected, I suppose, originally with agriculture, the agricultural year, how agriculture is changing, and then what comes into that very much are the changing seasons. And then that's all sort of veneered with kind of Christian practice and custom and how we celebrate. So as you said, like yesterday, last night, and actually all the water turned to wine last night at 12 o'clock, traditionally.
So really, yeah? Sure.
Yeah, in some places it did. And actually today is Christmas Day for the Eastern Orthodox Church. So we are kind of in the middle, well, depending on where you are, we're in the world. We're coming to the end of the Christmas season, like Christmas tide, or it's Christmas Day, depending on what calendar you're thinking about. So we are kind of coming to the end of a Christian time of celebration. But sure, that's punctuated very much with a sense of kind of indulgence and excess and feasting, and food is very much a feature of that. So Epiphany kind of marked the end of that to some extent last night, the 6th of January.
And what traditionally happened on the Epiphany?
It depends on where you land in time, but it used to be a time whereby it was the end of this Christmas season. So there was a bit of feasting and celebration. But more so than that, the feasting and the celebration kind of turned into a night of entertainment. And in many ways, if you look at the older customs, it becomes a time of a bit of kind of debauched carry on and misrule and so on. So in many ways, the sort of the foods are connected with the entertainments and the activities. So a big thing that was associated with the Epiphany that we've kind of forgotten now, really, we don't do it anymore, is the practice of either buying or making a Twelfth Night cake. And this has kind of got shades of a bit of the Halloween barmbrack that we would kind of associate more with Ireland, because inside that were hidden charms. And especially for Twelfth Night, given the bit of disorder that was happening, what was hidden were either rings or coins or beans, or sometimes a pea and a bean as well. So there you go, the kind of the echoes and the resonance with the barmbrack for Halloween. And whoever found the bean would be king for the night. So in an ordinary setting, you could sort of change your persona and act out this elevated status of being queen, king with the bean, or the queen with the pea. So all of the food and the feasting and the cake, especially because it was sort of a feast of sweet things where the cake was paramount, they were all sort of bound up with the entertainment and the festivities and this idea that things were a bit disordered until we went into the kind of the ordered season again after Christmas.
So what's ahead of us now? I presume, do we start the climb out of winter now in the kind of traditional calendar of things?
Yeah, and there's actually a really nice expression in Irish folklore. It's Fad Cushke and Chula, where people notice that the hen and the cocks get a bit of a stretch in their walk today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
So the year
the
is
The task be
in.
Rising in people, as they used to say, yeah.
Yeah, but I suppose what we're thinking about really agriculturally is that the next kind of point that's going to mark the year as Bridget's Day or Candlemas. And actually, some people, for some traditions at some point in time, the end of Christmas wasn't until the 2nd of February. So there was a bit of a kind of a hangover
as well.
Oh, geez, that's
tearing it, yeah.
And the decorations could stay up until then as well.
Stop.
And of course, Candlemas is again, I mean, because if you look at the calendar, it's very much associated with Bridget's Day, which is a Celtic festival as well. And there is the start of the ploughing season for the farming community. And then things start kind of taking off again.
So basically, it's all uphill from here. We're practically into the spring now, is what I'm getting from
well,
you, Regina.
Well, yeah, there's a stretch in the hen's yeah. stride today. Okay. So it's not all bad.
Regina Sexton, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Brendan.
See ya.